Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, May 14th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by GoodTask. Leading off today, Apple is teaming up with Eero to sell the company's mesh networking gear directly through its online store. This partnership comes after Eero was the first to add HomeKit router support back in February. Apple is selling Eero's complete lineup of accessories, including the Eero Pro alongside its various different bundles and beacons, as well as the standard non-Pro Eero Mesh system. As of right now, the Eero products are only available through Apple's online store, and it does not appear that there are any plans to bring Eero gear to Apple's physical retail stores. Eero, which is owned by Amazon, was the first networking company to add support for HomeKit routers back in February, bringing the feature to both the Eero and Eero Pro systems. HomeKit routers offer enhanced security for smart home accessories by controlling which services and devices they communicate with on your home Wi-Fi network and over the internet. Prices between Eero accessories at Apple and Amazon do seem to vary slightly, with things leaning towards the more affordable at Amazon, and Amazon also sells some refurbished options as well. You can get the full details at the link in the show notes below. In other news, 1 year after their initial release, Apple appears to be planning to expand its PowerBeats Pro lineup with four new color options. According to a post on Chinese social network Weibo, Apple will soon release PowerBeats Pro in four colors: Cloud Pink, Glacier Blue, Spring Yellow, and Lava Red. All of these sound much brighter and more colorful than the existing lineup of PowerBeats Pro colors. A new 2020 revision of PowerBeats Pro recently passed through the FCC, but this is expected to be a very minor update. In fact, other than the potential for new colors, we don't really expect anything to change with this year's PowerBeats Pro. When PowerBeats Pro first launched last May, they were available only in black. New ivory, navy, and moss options became available later in the summer. Apple currently sells all four of those colors still, but it's likely that this year's new colors will replace some of the existing options. PowerBeats Pro are powered by the same H1 chip as other recent AirPods, and they work with Hey Siri and have more fitness-focused features, including longer battery life and physical playback controls. PowerBeats Pro offer up to 9 hours of battery life between charges and up to 24 hours of battery life when using the included magnetic charging case. At this point, we don't yet know when Apple plans to release these new 2020 PowerBeats Pro colors, but we'd expect them sooner rather than later. After all, the new bright, colorful options seem perfect for this summer. We are sponsored this week by GoodTask. GoodTask is a powerful task manager that's built on the iOS Calendar and Reminders applications. You can use it as a simple checklist or as a complex project management tool to get big things done. One of the most powerful features in GoodTask is the ability to sort reminders and calendar entries with something called a smart list. This allows you to filter items by priority, due date, tags, location, and so much more. GoodTask also supports quick actions for seamlessly adding tasks the way you want. This is great for those recurring things that you do over and over again, but still want to track on your to-do list. And one of my favorite features of GoodTask is the Apple Watch app. This allows you to easily manage and add new items to your to-do list directly from your Apple Watch. And just this week, a new update to GoodTask added an all-new Today page for tracking your tasks, as well as a new goals feature, templates, and so much more. The app keeps getting better, and it's completely native on iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch, plus their support for syncing with Microsoft Exchange and integration with Siri shortcuts. Learn more and get started today for free at goodtaskapp.com. Just over 13 months ago, Apple News Plus debuted as a $9.99 per month subscription on iOS and macOS. And as we move into year two of the premium news service, Apple is reportedly planning to add audio stories to the platform. Apple's pitch is that this would be a zero-cost way to attract a broader audience to Apple News Plus, but publishers are skeptical. According to the story from DigiDay, Apple has been asking Apple News Plus publishers for permission to produce audio versions of their stories that appear in Apple News Plus. The idea is that Apple would handle all production costs and compensate publishers the same way it does for written content. That is 50% of subscriber revenue to publishers based on how much time those subscribers spend with publisher content in a 30-day period. But publishers are said to be skeptical of this audio idea, saying that even with Apple handling most of the legwork, there's no evidence Apple News Plus subscribers are even interested in audio versions of stories. Sources at two publishers said that Apple initially wanted permission to produce audio versions of whatever story they thought might be a good fit for the audience, but news outlets rejected that idea, and instead they will now pitch the stories directly to Apple, as opposed to the other way around. Apple News Plus has garnered mixed reviews from publishers and users alike over the last 13 months. It went through a business leadership change in February, and Apple has unsurprisingly gone quiet on subscriber numbers. But the key takeaway from this story seems to be that Apple is looking for new content to offer Apple News Plus subscribers, perhaps to make the $10 per month subscription more worth it. But whether or not news outlets have any plans to come on board remains to be seen, and Apple hasn't yet officially announced anything about this initiative. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.